What would you do if you saw someone drive right into a house? We got audio coming up. Happening in Connecticut.
All right.
First couple quick notes on Connecticut government. It still blows.
Okay.
The Lamont administration is seeking a deputy commissioner of business development.
Hmm.
Business development. That would be the developing of business.
Right. Mm-hmm. Which is non-existent, but go ahead.
Right.
Right.
So it's a really easy job.
Right.
Yeah. Today? No.
So first of all, the commissioner of this isn't doing well, so let's get him a deputy.
A second set of eyes.
Right.
To keep an eye on things.
What would the skill set be for such a job here in Connecticut? I don't know. Listening to people who actually run successful businesses, that seems like that would be number one, right?
Yeah, probably not.
Huh.
I'm guessing no.
Hmm. Mm. Based on like the 157 new pieces of legislation they have out there
right.
that defy government being the friend of businesses, I don't know. All right, so let's see. Listen to people who actually have successful businesses. Writing down what they say.
Why would we need to do
probably
that?
Probably a step that they're missing.
Nobody writes
they
anymore.
They go in, they shake their heads, we hear you, and then they leave the room and they're like, I forgot everything they said.
I should write that down.
Damn it.
Forgot. Do you remember what you said? I remember. I was paying attention to lunch.
Maybe that's what the deputy commissioner's job would be. Look, we're going to go in, and I just need you to write stuff down because I've been forgetting everything they say.
So a secretary, basically. Also, right. Drive around saying, look, there's a sign saying opening soon.
Right.
Mm. New business. Write down.
Oh, I forgot a pen.
Ugh.
I'll just take a picture of my camera. Whoop. I don't have room.
Yeah. And then point three would be, acting on it. Okay, so you go, you listen to them, you write it down, and then you do stuff.
Now you can actually do it.
And that sounds above my pay scale.
Yeah, I feel like they might fake number one in all those campaign commercials. Like, here I am with a helmet on,
right.
on a job site, and we're pointing at things. And now
laughing.
Here I am walking through a factory, looking at stuff. I got my safety glasses on.
And a clipboard.
You can tell it's fake. Everybody's nice and clean. Everybody's nice and clean. It has dirt on them.
Right.
Right.
Right. Even the workers.
Yeah, even the construction workers. You know, like freshly pressed shirt and pants.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you've been working hard all day, sure.
Yeah.
It's like the candidate talking to their campaign manager. Yeah.
And that's the sad thing. Like, we see those campaign commercials, and they're all, like, walking around. They're interested in talking to people, nodding their heads, and they're speaking, and people are nodding their heads.
I'm doing stuff.
I like when they point. Stuff.
And that's
like,
the only time they do that.
Yep.
Like, they don't do it. You get elected.
No.
Well, I get the golden shovel every now and then, a little thing of dirt.
Where'd they go?
Right.
They came out here with their cameras and then.
I like when they point at stuff. They point at stuff and they go, what is that? Because I don't know.
Yeah. What are they saying?
That's where your business is going to go.
You know what Connecticut's like for business? They're like that can of Raid. Yeah. There's
Raid.
Business. Raid!
Right. Yeah, they kill business dead.
Yeah, you know what? All you got to do if you want to be the commissioner of business development or the deputy commissioner of business development is stay away from businesses.
Seriously.
Just stay away. Wherever they are, like if you show up at a party and they're there, leave.
Exactly. Sorry.
You see them doing something, leave.
Right.
You see them building something? Get away from them.
Hey, don't touch it.
You see them buying a fleet of cars? Stop. Just get away. Run.
Leave me in peace.
Scat.
Run in the opposite direction of businesses.
Yeah. Throw a rock at them. Yeah. The object is to appear bigger than they are and wave your hands and bang.
That's
them.
Right.
Like a bear.
Yeah. All right. So guess how much this job costs, pays?
Mm. Oh, no.
Guess how
know.
Much this job pays. The annual salary for the Deputy Commissioner of Business Development.
I'm going to say $75,000.
$109,000 to $225,000.
And
there's such a big discrepancy.
And where do the applications?
Big time.
Where are the applications?
It's over a $100,000 difference. Like, how do you have such a big swing?
Right.
I'm sure they're going to say, well, it's based on experience.
Right.
It's like, wow. Right in this, there's three sentences.
Yeah.
Lamont administration, annual salary. And you could see right here, they have no understanding of business in these three sentences. $109,000 to $225,000. Do you ever walk into a job interview with that much of a range? Over 100% swing?
Right.
Crazy.
So 109 for walking in, huh?
Everyone's going to pack in the resume.
Ad, the first thing the deputy should do is fire that person.
Nah.
Over $100,000 raise.
They don't fire anybody. Are you kidding me?
No. No.
It never happened.
They promote them.
They just move them someplace else.
$100,000 from 109 to 225.
Hmm.
Well, how'd you come up with that number?
Yeah, same folks did the toll numbers.
Looks nice.
Seems right.
Well, you figure if a person comes in and there's a whole bunch of gantries and no.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, we looked up the other 49 states. They have this position, and this is the range in those states.
Right, so we're just going to swing it with them.
What they did.
Right. We like to think of ourselves like Rhode Island.
God. I love in an ad for a job that's looking to bring businesses to the state, they show how stupid they are in business.
Yep.
Three sentences, total stupidity.
Da-ba-dee-ba-doo.
All right, and then Connecticut may be the first state in the nation to make calls from prisons free for incarcerated people and their families.
Well, that's nice. Some savings.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah. Mom, I need that cake with the file in it again.
Yeah.
They found the last one.
That's good.
Hey, Mom, I need that that fentanyl disguised as jelly beans.
The one you used to make me as a kid?
Yeah, my cellmate, all of them, and he's still on the roof.
No, it just seems like a priority. It seems like if you're working down a list of things to do in Connecticut, giving that away for free seems like it should be right on top of the list.
Of course.
First session with the new governor. Let's get right to the giving the free stuff as we're hitting the other folks with a $2.5 billion tax.
Yes, we can't do enough for incarcerated people.
Right.
They're our future.
Right.
No. Yeah.
And now we just got to give them the ability to vote, and then we're good.
Exactly.
There's an event called Pizza, Pilsners, and Politics.
Mm.
It's happening tonight from 6 to 7:30 at Bar in New Haven. So you go there and you get free pizza from 6 to 7:30. That's what really piqued my interest here.
There you go, and you leave.
Five Democratic legislators from the New Haven area making this forum public. They'll be talking about the legalization of marijuana and tolls, among other things.
Yeah, because tolls and beer go well.
Yeah, and it's not a mix. It's not like they grabbed a couple of Republicans and a couple of Democrats, and they're going to have it's five Democrats. So
wow,
New Haven. So
right,
yeah. Should be fun.
So tomorrow's news story is
right. Don't think it'll be a give and take, but there's free pizza.
Right,
Joe LaChance is going to be there. The
nice
guy. So it's at bar tonight from 6 to 7:30. If you want free pizza,
yeah, then just bail.
All right, let's get to this Good Samaritan. What would you do if you're driving down the road and then a car goes into a house?
Say, thank God it's not making moving.
Right.
You're all right, baby. You're all right, man.
Yeah.
You're okay. You're okay.
Harrowing moments caught on camera. Witnesses springing into action after an SUV slams
Hold
into a
Hold on a second.
Home.
We got to say a witness sprung into action. His wife grabbed her cell phone.
Right.
Of course.
I'm going to document this.
I don't know. Is it smart or not smart?
Like, I think it is.
Should you record yourself if you're going into someone else's house trying to help someone who crashed the car?
Yes.
Yeah, you're always liable for
world,
something.
Yeah, they touched me, and I can't move my leg.
Yeah, something is stolen, and they're like, well.
Unfortunately, yeah, protect yourself.
Yeah, it still bugs me.
Yeah.
I know that we're in that time, and I know you should probably cover yourself, but it still bugs me that one person thought, I'm getting my phone out. Now let me check and see if there's someone under the car who was sitting on a couch eating cereal.
Right.
You know? Or let's get this woman out of the car. There might be a fire. Let me call 911. No, let me get my phone out and record.
Right.
Slams into a home. That scene playing out in a Middletown neighborhood this afternoon.
This all happened at a home on Camp Street. Fox 61's Carmen Chow joins us in studio with more on what happened. Carmen.
Car was
camping
out.
The aftermath was all caught on a Good Samaritan cell phone just seconds after it happened. We did get to speak to him after police had the situation under control, and he says his first reaction was to make sure no one was hurt.
Well, they got fire and ambulance coming, so.
Lashin Rashim and his wife were driving to run errands when all of a sudden his wife started shouting.
She told me, hey, look, look.
Wait, a wife was shouting in the car?
Wife is shouting.
No way.
What the hell you say?
Breaking news.
Right, you're lost, aren't you, for Christ's sake?
No, should have been. It caught my attention because my wife was shouting, and it was not at something I had said 5 seconds
earlier. Right, it was at something else outside the car.
Right.
She told me, hey, look, look, look. There is an accident, a car inside the house.
Rashim says he saw all the dust and debris and realized it had just happened. His first reaction was to pull over and run into the home.
Why don't they recognize his wife's first reaction was to get out her cell phone and record it?
Right. Mm-hmm. They should acknowledge her. Right.
Not even call 911
her
first?
Her heroic actions of filming.
Yeah.
Did they call 911?
Oh, and someone's called a hero in this.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was to pull over and run into the home.
I found only one person. She was a lady, and I tried to open the door, tried to help her to get out, but there is no way for me.
This cell phone video shows Rashim try to step over the debris to get to the driver, who was seen panicking and crying. Immediately, he attempts to open the driver's side door, and you can hear him try to calm her down.
You're all right, baby. You're all right, man.
Yeah.
You're okay. You're okay.
Did he say baby?
I thought he said, you're right, bite me.
You're right, bite me.
Sorry, Tourette's.
I think he says, you're all right, baby.
Right, baby?
I think he did.
Yeah.
Neighbors called 911 and
attempts
to open the driver's side door, and you can hear him try to calm her down.
You're all right, baby.
It sounds like he's Australian.
Bye,
you're all right, baby.
Yeah, you're all right, baby.
You're all right, baby.
Have me a dingo, ain't you, baby?
Oh, maybe he said matey.
Matey.
Would it be?
He's a pirate.
You're all right, matey.
And I the news lady said that neighbors called 911, so it wasn't them.
Oh, boy.
They didn't even.
Well, they couldn't. Their phone's being used.
No.
Their phone's being used.
The
filming.
Dude's doing the right thing. He ran right to the car. The wife's like, hey, let me get my phone out.
Right. I'll say she's doing the right thing, too.
Mm.
I will.
I don't know. Yeah.
If she called 911, then she started recording.
There.
But she's right there as he's opening the door.
He's not a real first responder. You need the professionals who have been trained in these situations.
Right. Yeah. She's humming the cop thing, by the way, also. Bad boy, bad boy.
Right.
Neighbors called 911, and as Rashim tries to see if anyone else is in the home.
Hello?
No, there's nobody.
Anybody home? Somebody maybe might be under the...
Yeah, they need a big knock.
I like how he thinks if he says anyone home, someone's going to say... Yes, I'm home. I heard a loud noise, but I'm in the kitchen making toast.
Wait just a second. I'm not dressed to receive.
Who is it?
I'm not dressed to receive. Hang on a second. I'm putting my underwears on.
There's a little breeze in here. Did someone leave the front door open?
Kimmy, is that you?
I hear a motor running.
Did you just say, are you right, bite me?
Hello, is anyone here?
Did you call that lady baby?
Listen, as soon as she's done filming, because I don't look good right now, I have my makeup on.
Did someone put Animal Planet on the TV in the living room?
I'm sorry, Hunter.
I didn't hear you knock.
Somebody maybe might be under the car, under the rubble.
Police quickly arrived and cited the driver. They told Fox 61 the driver is claiming her brakes did not work, but they believe she was most likely distracted and lost control. The driver was brought to the hospital for minor injuries. The building inspector also showed up to survey the damage to ensure the home was not going to collapse. Yeah. As for Rashim, some are calling him a hero for his quick response.
Hero? How's he a hero?
Stop. Hero. Some are calling him a hero.
Here.
Yeah? I want names. Yeah. I want freaking names.
Yeah,
you don't just put that out in a report.
Yeah, Rashim and Rashim's wife.
Who?
Yeah, Rashim and his wife.
Yeah. His wife. Right.
Are you a hero?
He sounds fine.
Yeah.
You know? Who's calling him a hero? That someone just wrote that, like,
right.
We need a good end here.
We need the hero impact.
Some are calling him a hero.
Right, some.
We got to gussy this up a little bit.
Right.
Who did they run into during the course of making the story that said, that guy's a hero?
Unless you're going to have that person say that in the next clip, right?
Right. You got to have someone say, that guy's a hero.
We need evidence.
Right.
As for Rashim, some are calling him a hero for his quick response.
The only thing I did is I reacted to my instincts.
No, you reacted to your wife yelling at you.
Right, exactly. Right. Well, that was his instinct to run away from her.
Yeah.
All right, here's the funniest thing. Or it's the saddest thing. Those leading the fights on the tolls.
Yeah.
Tolls. Just making up stuff.
Oh, no.
They're just making up numbers and no one's calling them on it. This is a quote from Senator Bergstein, who's leading the battle for tolls. The cost of not doing tolls will be even higher if we don't put in a new source of revenue that may be even more than 50% paid by out-of-state drivers and invest in infrastructure, blah, 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 blah. Where's this number come from?
Seriously.
So we heard 20 to 30, then someone in Hartford made up 40, to, and now it's 50.
Wow.
It could be over 50%.
Right.
What study says that? Look around the license plates on the roads right now.
Yeah.
On 95. It's not half and half.
No.
Okay?
It's a lot of blue out there.
Yeah.
It's us.
No, but they're just making it up.
They are. Thin air.
So, you know, the toll battle continues. It's now or never. Contact your legislator or contact all the legislators and pay attention. Like, how much do we know about tolls and the whole backstory in Connecticut? We're going to find out. So we could all take this with AJ, but AJ's going to be the front person here. Len Susio's on the phone with a toll quiz. Hey, Len.
Hey, it's great to be on the show, and I don't want to put too much pressure on AJ, but I want to tell you, AJ, Chaz told me that he's completely confident you're going to ace this exam and you would never let him down.
See that? Okay. Right. Then with that confidence, I'm ready.
Wow.
Well, because AJ's on the show, and I've been a little crazy about it, and little is in air quotes, I think AJ has the chance of doing really well with this.
It's embedded in my brain.
Yeah.
They call it positive reinforcement.
But let's find out.
Yeah, here we go.
Go ahead.
Okay, we got a series of questions here. First question, how many times did the legislature raid the Special Transportation Fund between 2000 and 2015?
Every single time.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
They did it 7 of those years for $160 million. Now, there's a Democratic state senator who sits on the Transportation Committee who emphatically made a statement about this, saying about the number of times. What did she say?
Never.
Zero. Exactly.
Not a, she went on and on.
Right,
and
they diverted.
Said, we never stole money from it. We diverted
money.
Yeah,
diverted,
from
yes.
Right. So she made it up, and she repeated it 3 times to emphasize that they never did it, but they did do it. It's in the Office of Fiscal Analysis records.
Right.
As I said, 7 times, $160 million. Okay.
Well, because she made a big deal about her. She said, I went and I talked to so-and-so.
Yeah.
Right? I'm thinking, wow, you're on a committee for transportation. Shouldn't you already know this?
But, exactly.
All right, no. So you went and talked to so-and-so.
Right.
And so-and-so gave her the wrong info. Holy crap.
That's right.
All right.
And ironically, when I heard her say that, I knew it was wrong because I've been vice chair of the Transportation Committee myself. So I whipped out the documents that I had from the Office of Fiscal Analysis to double check. Maybe I was wrong, you know? Nope, sure enough, there it was right there in black and white. So she basically made something up, and they can get away with it because most people don't challenge them like you
were
saying.
They're not getting fact-checked.
Wait,
We need a Phil in Hartford to fact-check these people.
Well, I mean, someone lied the hell, you say.
All right, so AJ got one wrong. All right?
Okay.
Well, it was like a 50-50.
Next question. How many times between 2000 and 2015 did the legislature intercept funds before the gas taxes, before they were put into the special transportation fund?
Wow. So this would be the diverting.
Right.
That's right. This
okay.
is the diversion question. Right.
Mm. All right. How many times?
I'm going to say 7.
All right. The answer is every single year for 16 straight years, $1,863 million.
Unbelievable.
Wow. I don't know, call that part of your rant, Chaz.
That's unbelievable.
That's amazing. That's tragic.
How's that allowed?
Every year for 16 years?
Every year.
16, damn it.
16, yep, 16.
What the hell are they buying, for Christ's sake?
But this is what they keep saying, we have, you know, we need more transportation money. It's like, well, no. How about you just don't steal it?
Yeah, stop diverting things.
Yeah, they're robbing the stagecoach before it delivers the money to the bank. And they're saying, we're not robbing the bank. What the heck? They're robbing the stagecoach before it gets there.
Yeah, right. never got to the bank.
AJ's 0 for 2.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Our illustrious new governor, Lamont, who swore he'd never raid the transportation fund, he, in front of a group of businessmen about a month ago, cited the reason that we need tolls, the primary reason we need tolls. What was the reason he gave that we need tolls?
To fix our busted bridges and roads.
No, he said it was the, quote, disappearing gas tax. Can you spell Tesla? In other words, he's saying that the gas tax revenues that are funding were declining. Well, from
Because of electric cars. Right. Molloy was saying the same thing.
Yeah, like there's like three cars out there.
Yeah.
All right, so you're going to give us some stats that prove that to be wrong.
Absolutely. In fiscal year 2005, we took in about $650 million of motor vehicle fuel taxes. That's gas and diesel and stuff like that.
Right.
And in 2018, it was $822 million. That, to me, is not disappearing. It's going in the opposite direction.
Yeah, right. It's increasing.
And by
looking at the sheet upside down.
Yep.
It's a little added information for your audience because he implied Tesla, you know, the electric cars and hybrids are decreasing the gas tax revenues. There were 9,289 motor vehicles registered in Connecticut as either electric or hybrid vehicles in January of this year out of 2.9 million vehicles. That's 0.3% of the vehicles in this state are electric hybrid. They couldn't possibly have any effect. They're so tiny, they're almost immeasurable, basically.
Wow.
So this allegation that the electric cars and hybrid cars are taking away from the gas tax collections just flies in the face of the fact.
AJ's 0 for 3 now.
Yes, I am.
In the toll quiz.
Right.
You're acing this, AJ.
I have to say, I would be 0-3, too, as I'm doing this with you.
Thank you.
I have not gotten one right.
No.
And I thought I'd been paying attention.
I thought you were, too.
So.
Now, the next question or two I'm going to ask you are, to me, the biggest scandals behind this whole thing.
Oh, boy.
What is actually the real single biggest factor driving the projected deficit in the special transportation fund that are the reason they're arguing we need tolls? What's the single biggest thing driving that?
Greed.
Close.
Well, kind of. What's driving it is Governor Molloy in 2015 put forward a record-breaking $100 billion transportation infrastructure plan. To put that in perspective, we've never spent more than $1 billion at a time. It's 100 times bigger than we of any spending that has ever been proposed for anything in the state.
$100 billion.
That was him announcing it.
Well, I remember that.
That's such a random number, too. You know, no one sat down with a pencil and, like, said, all right, this bridge is going to be, let's do a little better. We can get it for a better price. And
right.
Went through Shop this around. Whole list of things that need to be done. And then they were just like, let's come up with a fantastically crazy number. So that passed?
It never was. This is the shocking thing. This is the next question, okay, related to that. How many times did the legislature review the $100 billion record-breaking Molloy transportation plan?
I'm going to say none. They never reviewed
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Zero, nada.
AJ!
Yay!
Yay!
I got one!
AJ got one!
Woo!
Yay!
Yay!
Now, think about this, guys. This record-breaking spending, which is stupendous and way beyond anything ever spent by the state of Connecticut, never has been even glanced at. Joe A to Z, Joe Arisimowitz, who's the Speaker of the House, was asked a question at the Sunnington Town Council meeting 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that was a fiery town council meeting. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And he said no one in the legislature looked at it, no committee looked at it, no department looked at it, no office looked at it, no one looked at it.
Right. I thought you did.
They're like Henny Penny screaming, the sky is falling, $100 million. Right. But nobody's questioned the reasonableness of it. And I'm going to underscore for you guys how unrealistic it is. In the $100 billion, one of the items is $7.1 billion for the Mixmaster project in Waterbury.
Right.
3 weeks ago, the governor was at the project along with the new DOT commissioner, and they announced they were commencing the project to rehabilitate the Mixmaster in Waterbury, which was in the plan for $7.1 billion. They announced that the cost was going to be, you want to guess what the real cost is going to be?
Less?
I'm going to say much more.
$200 million. In other words, in the $100 billion driving the panic about tolls, that project's in for $7.1 billion. But the real number that they announced 3 weeks ago was only $200 million. That's 1/35th of the amount that they've got in the panic budget.
Right. So that just gives you a good example that $100 billion transportation deal is baloney.
Right.
No one's even really looked at what the cost would be. So this whole thing that the transportation fund is in dire need of money is based on this $100 billion thing, which is all false.
Right.
And so there's no real need, and they're taking money out of the transportation fund, using it for other stuff, and saying we need tolls.
It sounds like they set that number just to be like, nope, We haven't hit our goal yet, so they could just keep asking for money, keep asking for loans.
It's like a fundraiser
loans.
Never ends.
You know, as much as I don't like Malloy, the guy was, he was devious, but he was smart. Like, that whole $100 billion thing just created this pandemonium.
Yep.
He's known for that. Like, they gave him this false argument, right?
Right, yeah.
So,
evil genius.
So what we've got to do is tell the legislature, look, set aside the whole debate about tolls. Somebody should be looking at the spending plan and figure out what we've got to spend before you start figuring out how you're going to finance it. So it's totally reckless. Chaz, would you ever go to the bank and say, hey, I need $1 million for home improvements? Do you think the bank's going to give you $1 million just because?
No, they'd say, what are you doing to that house, and what's that house going to be worth when it's done?
What if it wore a tie? If it wore a tie, perhaps.
They're going to want to see documentation to back up the numbers.
Right.
The legislature hasn't even glanced at the numbers.
No, not even looked at it.
Yeah.
How do we do there? So we
what do we do here?
We got five wrong and one right.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is the problem. See, they're preying upon people's ignorance and fears, basically. So, the good senator from down in Greenwich there, she has no clue about what she's talking about. I know it.
I have a feeling she does, but I think they project an argument and they just want to move their thing forward. They don't care if what they're saying is true or not.
Yeah, they get their agenda.
I don't think anyone's that stupid, really. So, to just magically think half the toll money is going to come from out of state. Like, please.
Well, that's crazy, too, because I read all the studies. Every single one of the studies has been done for the last 9 years, and none of them said 40 or 50%.
None.
They all pretty much were around 30%, and that could be debated.
That's a high number.
And don't forget, guys, the model that has to be adopted, if we ever did tolls, has to be what they call congestion pricing, which means that the commute hour has got to be far more expensive than people traveling
And who's commuting during the rush hours? Us.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So,
local,
I got to go. I thank you for coming on, Len. I appreciate you getting the word out there.
Yeah, man.
NoTollsConnected.org. Have your listeners go to NoTollsConnected.org.
They've been doing a good job going there. And call the legislators, too.
Yep.
It's important.
Hammer them.
All right. Thank you, Len. Appreciate it.
Take care.
All right. Man, that guy could talk.
Yes, he can.
He was very into giving that quiz.
No, but he had good information.
Yeah.
He did, right?
So it broke it down and made it where I could even understand.
Can he make it multiple choice next time?
That'd be helpful.
I know, right?
Wait for that. Like, no choices, really?
Yeah, I do need the multiple choice.
I got to pull this crap out of my thin air?
Yeah, I couldn't guess that stuff.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you, Alan.
Dumbass.
Brought to you by purpledumpster.com. When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews at chazandajinthemorning.com.
Yeah!
It's Connecticut week, and we start with a story. It's brand new, hot, literally hot off the presses. Ridgefield baseball field destroyed after gasoline poured on field and torched.
Yeah!
That'll do it. Don in Bridgeport said he was called in to inspect the field. Hey, Don.
Hey, how are you guys? A long-time listener. You guys are great.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Here's what happened. They didn't actually light it, but they did put 26 gallons of gas on the ground. Now, let's go back a second. When you have a baseball field, you know they have that. They have two kinds of clay. They have the clay that you see that's red, but then they have a speedy dry. You know what that is, AJ? That stuff. You know, we use that for oil spills.
Exactly.
Well,
it's more
we
green.
Use the same type of thing on a ball field to extrude water up out of the clay.
Oh, boy.
Well, it didn't work. They had 2 or 3 inches of this material on top of the ball field, and they had a tournament in a neutral field scheduled for this field. So a group of people with a mind or no minds decided, hey, we could dry it if we pour gas on it and light it.
Oh, that's an idea.
And
at today's prices, are you kidding me?
See,
I mean, it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Really?
It really doesn't
first of all,
seem like it would take.
Gasoline is, it's not good for the ground. And with the EPA regulations, et cetera, in today's world, it's about the dumbest thing you can do.
Yeah.
So, I went yesterday because I was at a friend's house in Ridgefield, And he was he's a softball player, so he knew all about this. He was getting emails like crazy from all these people. As far south as Greenwich, a couple of guys play on the tournaments, you know, and play in the games. So he says, geez, I can't believe this. I said, well, you know, I'm a big fan of the Ridgefield Playhouse and Allison and you guys. And I said, let me stop by and just see. Well, I ran into Bob, who manages the Fields. And he goes, well, I'm kind of to blame, too. I was there when the decision was made.
And then, he admits it.
It was a group decision.
And then, as if it were nothing, he shows me the 7 or 8
cans. The containers?
Yeah, 5-gallon cans.
And I'm going, Bob, this is not smart. I mean, I can't believe this. I was in shock. I just couldn't believe they did this.
There's only one little picture that the news got a hold of flames on the field. So did they light? So they pour 20-something gallons, 24?
25 gallons, 26, Chaz.
25, 26.
Yeah, I guess they did light it. But what happened was, I mean, they've already remediated most of the soil. When I was there, they had 3 containers full. Not the big, tall containers, but the smaller size. But they're still 30, 40 feet long. And then they had 3 more being delivered. And they had been working 24 hours to try and remediate this. And they're basically, I hate to say this, but they're trying to sweep the whole incident kind of under the covers. So no one really knows what's going on.
Nothing to see here, people. Nothing to see here.
No, but I felt that in the reporting. I'm like, wait, where are the names of the people who decided this? And what's going to happen to them? Who's going to pay for this?
Well, follow up here.
Well, this is where my friend Chris came in. Chris was saying, geez, Don, I don't think it's fair that we, the taxpayers of Ridgefield, pay for this. These 23 or 24 guys that made this decision group-wise
20 of them.
Should be handed a bill, and their homeowner's insurance should cover it rather than the town of Ridgefield.
Because they got to repair this field now.
The town of Ridgefield,
they have to excavate the dirt out, put the dirt in safe containers, and then bring in new dirt.
Of course.
Well, they have to take also, don't miss this, they have to take the old dirt to an incinerator plant in Waterbury and incinerate the soil. It's the only thing they can do with it.
Unbelievable.
Right.
It is.
How is this not a bigger story?
Seriously.
First of all, you have 20 people.
I can't believe it's not nationwide. Okay? I can't believe it's not a nationwide story.
It's dumbass news in Tokyo.
This is amazing.
But it's 20 people.
Not one person.
It wasn't one person said, wait, this is a really bad idea.
I know. Let's hear the leaf blower.
Listen, if I were there, I would have said, hold it. What are you doing? Think about this.
Can't do this.
Yeah. You know, some paper towels would have worked.
This could have easily been multiple people burnt to death.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It could have been so worse.
An entire neighborhood.
And I want to know how much it's going to cost and who's going to pay for it.
This guy Bob, I will mention his name. I won't mention his last name, but Bob, who is the manager of the field, said,
so he can figure out who he is.
Yeah, he's the manager of the field. What did he say?
He said, I think it'll only be around $50,000. And I'm looking at this machinery.
Nope.
Then he tells me, well, they've been here overnight. We had to leave the lights on. I'm going, $50,000? It's over $50,000 already to get the soil out of here and get it up to Waterbury.
Yeah.
And what's the only $50,000? It's $50,000.
It's only $50,000.
Hello?
Like $2 million.
Yeah.
You know the $2 million? Oh, it's only $2 million.
Right. Yeah.
That's Ridgefield.
And this leads off our dumbass news Connecticut week.
Wow.
Well, I'll tell you, you're going to find it hard to beat this.
You're right.
I've
trust me.
I've called a few friends of mine who are in the business and other people, and they are astounded. It's the only word.
I can't believe the lack of coverage, too. Like, how do you get 20 adults pouring 25 gallons of gas on a field that kids play on?
And this is a good idea today.
This is a great idea.
Not the top story.
Right.
Big story. How do you know? If you have one little still picture of the flames, this is it. No interviews.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
We were thinking outside the box.
Right. Are we that stupid in this state where a story like that is like, it's Connecticut.
Well, we are.
That's why I had to call you guys.
I'm glad you did.
I was going to try and call earlier and speak to AJ, you know, just before you went on the air, but I said I went back to sleep, so I woke up at 7:20 or 7:15. I called right away and got Phil, and he said, oh, my God, hold on. We need you.
We need you.
He never says that.
Get me Don from Bridgeport.
Timing was perfect.
All right, Don, thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Hey, I love you guys.
Right back.
Thank you, man.
Good work.
Thank you, man. King of the Nerds is here. Anything you want to ask him, call it in, 1-877 864-2535. I was going to go Facebook Live.
Right. Yeah.
And right now, I'm going to delete the video.
Oh.
There's 5 seconds of me saying the S word, and then I hit, yeah.
Oh, post that.
Oh, that's
post
great. That's awesome.
I try to do stuff during the, look, I'm multitasking here.
Exactly. Yeah.
Look, I'm no guy who's going to, like, pour gas on a field to dry.
No.
Like, I'm not that guy.
No, no. You would have thought to be rational.
I'm not, yeah. No, whatever.
You know Fellini.
We'll do this in the next break. All right, good. King of the Nerds is here.
Yes.
You saw Shazam?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Say the magic word.
I got to tell you, I watched the trailer. It's very likable.
It looks funny, man.
It was funny. Yeah, which is amazing with these movies. It was lighthearted, not the world's coming to an end. It was like jokes.
Yeah.
And comedic stuff.
So, it seems fun for that franchise.
Oh, for DC?
They're
normally
dark and
depressing.
No humor. That seemed a little up and fun.
Yeah, usually it's my mother's dead.
Yeah.
I hate everybody.
Exactly.
And
this is great for someone who's like not really a superhero fan but likes comedy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's perfect.
Yeah, and there's Zachary Levi. He was on that show, Chuck. I never really watched it.
But... Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, yeah, okay. He's a comedic actor. He's not like, you know, brooding type of thing.
Right.
He actually smiles in this movie. Imagine that.
So how do you like the movie?
I thought it was great. I gave it an A-. And,
A-.
The reason why is because he doesn't have a superhero name in the movie.
They never call him Shazam?
No, but they can't because Shazam is the word that he says to transform.
Yeah, but can't people call him
from
that?
A kid?
That would be a problem.
Yeah.
But nobody
else
would
like,
call him
what's your name? Shazam.
Yeah, boom. And then, oh my God, it's a little kid. And then he says it again. So he never gets a name.
But if it says phonetically.
It's just insane the whole time.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
How about just S-Man?
Yeah, well, exactly.
Does he have a name?
Captain Marvel was the original name, but because of the lawsuit and trademarks and all
you
that
stuff. You can't say Marvel on DC
they
Comics.
They can't call him that.
How about Captain DC?
They just said, oh, we'll just say the word that he uses to transform. That's his name. It's fine in a book.
So this would have been an A+, if not for that?
Yeah. It's just silly. I mean, it's like you're watching a movie and the main character never has a name. It's like, oh, he dresses like a bat.
Was he getting coverage in the newspapers, in the television? Like, how were they referring to him?
They had some media coverage. They had some names now. I think they call him the Big Red Blur.
Big Mighty Red,
something. A couple times. Or Captain Sparkle Fingers.
Yeah, some lady called him that. Yeah.
No, his friend called him that.
His friend did, but no one really had a name. Because
when a girl walked
by.
Yeah, they're like, hey, what's your name? He's like, hey, it's whatever.
That's not really my name.
Yeah. So that's the only weird thing about that part. It's
like, so you're saying A-.
Yeah, I'll give it an A-. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's still pretty strong. What did it make, like almost $57 million
53,
over the weekend?
53, 58, something like that.
Yeah. 56 points out of that, yeah.
But sadly, the second week, they always get like 60% less, so it's not going to be...
Yeah, but it only cost them $90 million to make, so they're in good shape.
Yeah, it's not going to be a Avengers $1 billion. I mean, the Avengers makes $2 billion just by blinking an eye.
The word of mouth on this one, maybe they don't lose 60%, because the word of mouth is good, no?
Yeah, it'll stick around for at least a week or two.
AJ has a problem with the movie, so we're going to play a clip.
Yes.
I love AJ, because he'll never see this movie, but he has a problem with it.
Actually, this I will.
Okay, all right, fine.
Up his alley.
So here's a clip from the movie. Who has it?
That'll be Pam.
The Shazam clip.
I was so interested in the talk.
It's Billy. You asked me.
We only have one channel playing.
I thought that was stupid, but now I look like this and I need your help.
How do I know you're not a supervillain using telepathic abilities to make me believe that you're Billy, huh?
Look, Freddy, I swear it's me, okay? Look, I know we're not really close friends or anything.
Let's stop the clip. So if you're missing your left speaker, you're not hearing anything.
Right, you're not going deaf right now.
Oh, yeah, I'm only hearing it.
Yeah. So this was, what was happening?
What's happening is his friend doesn't believe that this guy is his friend. So now he's like freaking out. It's kind of like in the movie Big, where Tom Hanks became big, and now his friend's all freaked out because he doesn't believe that it's really him. And it's almost a mirror to Big, what happens in Shazam. So he's trying to convince him, I'm your friend. It's me. I just got big.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have that clip?
I do. It's terrible quality, but we have some of it.
All right.
I'm your best friend. Please,
I
can't believe it. I'll prove it to you.
Billy,
please.
Anyway,
they were Before that, Guam?
Similar scene.
Yes.
It's pretty bad. Yeah.
Same recording device.
Yeah, really?
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow, those are the worst two movie clips we ever played. Right? Yeah. One only had one channel, and one was recorded in a toilet.
You got to paint with words. You got to paint it with words. Yeah. They're not going to hear that.
So that's AJ's argument. Similar scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, there's a joke in there that they take directly from Big. What's everybody remember about that movie?
Shimmy Shimmy Coco Pop.
The piano.
Yes.
The piano, yeah.
There's a little.
They didn't
homage.
Do the duet, did they?
Yes, they did.
Oh.
Okay, so. That's sad.
Good.
Mm, all right.
Yeah.
I like that.
It was. Like I said, it's a good movie.
Yeah. The I like when you steal it. Something and you call it a homage.
Oh, homage.
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 Yes.
An homage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds
saw
like
Dumbo,
cheese.
Too, last week
we were
as well.
Inspired.
Exactly.
By,
right. Yes. Or you're channeling them.
Saw Dumbo. Right. That was good, too.
Paul in Wallingford, what's your question?
Thank you, guys, for your show. Pam, thank you for what
thank
you're doing.
You.
My question is this. Is how much money do you think Endgame will make the first weekend, including pre-sales, worldwide?
I'm actually going to go with $800 million.
Opening weekend.
Opening weekend.
Opening weekend. 800
yeah.
million.
Yeah, I'm serious.
All
I
right,
think
I'm thinking answer. $1 billion. Opening weekend, $1 billion.
That's a lot of money because think about it. It's a three-hour movie. That's
it's going to happen.
Ugh.
Yeah. That would be a record breaker.
Is there an intermission?
Is that a worldwide box office
worldwide,
projection?
Yeah, domestically, it's probably going to make like, the record right now is like $265 million.
In one weekend.
And that was them last year.
Yeah.
So they're going to probably top that.
Yeah,
I was
that.
Going with $300 million, which is crazy. But
$1 billion opening weekend worldwide.
All right.
All right.
As he's saying.
So you're saying $1 billion worldwide.
Thank you for what you're doing.
Oh.
That would be Thursday through Sunday because it opens Thursday night, technically.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Including pre-sales.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's already made like $500 million just those pre-sale tickets from last Tuesday.
Sentence. Exactly.
It's crazy. I was shaking like a leaf. I told you I couldn't get my tickets.
You
like,
can't.
Oh, my
you
God.
Are. It's like Mitch experiencing his first kiss.
Exactly.
I was shaking like a leaf.
Did that happen?
Lightly practiced.
Refresh.
Or his first coffee.
Get those computers out.
Do you think you can actually get a ticket for this movie this weekend? Non-pre-sale.
It's April 25th.
If I walked up when the movie opens, if I walked up and said, hey, I want to get a ticket.
No. No, they're going on eBay for stupid money. Did you see that? People are like scalping them for like thousands of dollars.
Yeah. For a freaking movie.
Yeah. I said, you do know it's going to be playing next week. It's not like one time only, you know? Yeah. But yeah, it's craziness.
Pam, do you have any interest in this movie?
It's like my
Phil
wife.
Phil was just really. Nerding out with Mitch.
Yes.
Yeah. Phil, you're going opening night?
We're going.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a date deal now with us, me and Amanda, because our first date was on May 5th a couple years ago, and we actually, every year around that time, there's a big Marvel movie that's released, like to kick off the blockbuster season.
Gotcha.
So it's turned into kind of a tradition, so we're very much looking forward to this.
Wow.
But it's not on May 5th, you know.
I know.
It's a week early.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so now
kind of screwed
listen,
up.
The date really happens
that doesn't
date
make
happens.
Much sense, but sure, we'll go
now.
With it. Yeah, yeah. Sure, rock on.
Well, because last year, don't forget, they moved it up a week. It was going to be in May.
Yeah, it was.
And then they had the whole thing where Robert Downey Jr. was like, I demand that the audience get to see it earlier.
That sounded nothing like him.
Sounded just like that.
That was the worst one ever.
I don't do voices.
Did you?
Yes.
Do you know anything about this movie that we don't?
Like what?
You know what I'm talking about.
Am I?
Like what happens?
Like the spoilers.
Oh, my God, he does.
Shut up.
Of course he does.
Anything.
You
don't
do.
Of course he does. He's king of the nerds.
Just give us
you do know.
The whole nerd network.
I just know a little bit. I can't say things.
You
someone was at the guy's house that created Thanos and the whole Infinity
That's
Gauntlet.
Right. I think you told us.
I was there.
And I think
I
you hinted.
I just gave him a new
and
Thanos
somebody
statue.
Hinted that Thanos isn't the bad guy.
No. I don't know what you're talking about.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
What are you going to do? Beat it out of me? No. I would get in trouble. There would be no more Terrific Cons. They'd find me in a ditch somewhere.
Oh, gotcha.
With an Infinity Gauntlet shoved up
people
my mouth.
People already know this, though, right?
Who?
People.
What people?
It's already out there.
Is it on the internet?
I don't know.
Kind of.
Maybe.
So then who
I'm
cares?
Sure
just saying.
In theories,
Captain
know?
America knows right. what happens.
In those basement layers, they know.
Basement layers.
Yeah.
That's what, maybe.
A lot
well,
of
you'll
people,
find out in 3 weeks.
A lot of people before the last movie, The Infinity War, were like, oh, Captain America's going to die. Iron Man's going to die. We have these scenes where like it looks like they're going to die. So, their contracts are expiring. And then that really didn't wind up happening, though.
Yeah.
So,
no one's going to die.
No one's going to die.
Wait.
He just said no one's going to die.
Not, no.
Breaking news.
No, I did not.
Breaking
everyone
news.
Dies.
Breaking
dies.
News.
Multiple people die.
Then why did you whisper it?
You said nobody dies.
Because you can't keep a secret in this place because there's so many damn microphones.
No, but there's a time travel element to this, right? There's a
Why
time travel.
Because
they say
here?
We have to go to the beginning.
What? Yes, they have
they
to go back
to
in
the
time,
beginning.
Multiple
and that's
times.
How they get rid of
Absolutely.
All these players,
no
but don't
tolls,
kill them.
Nothing. They no change tolls. It all. No wow. Lamont. Everything's backed away. Weicker's back. Who knew what happened? I don't know.
Huh. Wow.
Grasso's back. I don't know. It's all...
back in time, all right.
Getting
all right, Terrificon coming up August 9th through the 11th. Buy tickets. It's going to be sold out.
Yeah. It's going to make $1 billion.
It's going to make $1 billion.
Yes. That's right. And I'm going to retire.
All right. Thank you, Mitch. Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Straight Pete is here, and he went out to a court to ask the question, why are you at court today? Who's first?
Daryl. I love Daryl.
Daryl.
All right.
Daryl.
Daryl.
And his other brother, Daryl.
Which court?
New London this time.
Oh, New London.
Yeah. Yeah. It was old London, yeah. Nice. Hmm. What are you?
Hi, my this goes on the radio.
Hey, how you doing? You,
can this go on the radio?
Yeah, it can go on the radio.
All right, what's your name?
Daryl.
All right, what happened today?
Man, today, right? I'm riding home. This freaking cop pulls me over, man.
Right, hold
I'm
on.
Riding.
So
I'm...
this happened today? Like the day you were there, this is what happened?
No, no. Like today, he was just being...
All right, why are you here today?
Right. Exactly. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So you should ask the question, why are you at court today? Because that's the name
that.
Of the bit.
I'm going to write it down.
Excellent.
This freaking cop pulls me over, man, because I'm riding. The wind's blowing. It's cold. I have my little cigar wrapper in there, and I just finished dumping out some tobacco into my little bag.
Tobacco.
And I'm trying to throw it out the window, and I did it real quick. You know, didn't think nobody was there. And all of a sudden, I see sirens, and... I don't see sirens, but I see lights, and then I hear sirens. But I feel like I see sirens because they pulled up. And they pulled up on me, and I just pulled over. And I'm like, all right, officer, you know, how you doing? Good afternoon. Oh, sir, we're pulling you over because you littered a little bit. I'm like, what are you talking about? I didn't litter nothing. So, you know, I'm trying to play it off because I know what I did, but the wind's blowing. It's windy. It could be the leaves. You know,
hold
it's
on
leaves.
A second.
Right.
Well, it's
what
leaves kind of.
The hell?
Right.
Wow.
Littering.
Littering.
No, but what's going on with this guy?
Hey, really? Fire it. Fire energy.
He needed that cigar.
Wow. There's a lot of energy there.
Yes, there is. Mm-hmm. Right. That was the other baggie.
An excess of energy.
Yeah.
Even.
Right. Huh.
Is he throwing out stems? I don't. He's saying leaves, but
right.
When a cop sees cigar leaves coming out of a car, it's usually not.
Yeah. Wow.
See, I just smoked mine, but.
This guy either had a case of Red Bull or something else.
Right. Some other kind of additive.
Yeah.
The wind's blowing. It's windy. It could be the leaves. You know, it's leaves. It could be leaves.
Yeah, but you threw tobacco out.
But it's leaves.
What leaves are on the
I'm
trees?
I'm trying to get home to my kids. Like my you know, my girl just had kids. She's had a baby.
Just had kids.
Did he just say mock, mock?
Mock, mock, mock.
I'm trying to get home to my kids. Like my you know.
Mock, mock.
Yep, he didn't say mock, mock. Those are the kids' names.
Hey, mock and mock.
It's a kid's name. Mock, mock.
Mock, mock.
Mock.
A duck says mock, mock.
Mock, mock.
Are you mocking me?
Mock, mock.
Yeah, twice.
What do you call that thing you're eating right now?
Mock, mock.
Okay. In a diaper, you'll find.
Mock, 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 mock.
Oh, my God, he's stuck.
Oh, my gosh. This guy. I love this guy.
It's entertaining.
Mock, 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 mock,
mock, mock.
I found him in the distance. I saw him. I'm like, yeah, that's got to be the one.
Oh, what? So you're at the court?
The courthouse, and he's all talking to everybody. He's like, hey, how you doing, my man? How you doing?
Okay.
I go, yeah.
The energetic one, yes.
The celebrity.
Knows everyone at the court.
Yes.
Right. We got a talker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not his first rodeo.
Nope.
You know, my girl just had kids. She just had a baby, you know, so I'm trying to get home to my baby. So that's
what's
my
the name of the baby? Mock, mock.
My excuse, and I'm sticking to it. I'm trying to tell him I gotta hurry up and get home. I'm making it like an emergency, but
hold
it's not.
On.
Wow, it sounded like you said McGilla.
That was like 15 words right there in like a half a second.
Damn.
That was his story, and he's sticking to it, just trying to get home to his kid.
You know, so I'm trying to get home to my baby. So that's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it. I'm trying to tell him I gotta hurry up and get home.
I'm trying to what?
Trying to McGilla it.
Try to get home.
That's what I heard.
McGilla. I'm trying to get home.
I'm trying to tell him I gotta hurry up and get home.
Try to hurry up and get home tonight.
Wow.
Holy crap.
Damn.
I'm trying to tell him I got to hurry up and get home.
You're not.
Wow.
That's a bad tonight, though.
Wow, he's talking fast. Night.
Try to hurry up and get home. Nah.
Nah.
Come on.
You got to read the subtitles.
He's trying to hurry, so.
Wow. He'd
again.
Be good at, like, doing those disclaimers at the end of the commercials.
Yes.
Yeah, the legal
they wouldn't
thing.
Even need to speed him up.
Right.
just talk normal.
Yeah.
Trying to tell him I got to hurry up and get home. Making it like an emergency, but it's not. So anyways, he keeps drilling me about it. I just don't do something out my window and all this stuff, man. I'm telling you right now, man, I'm just trying to get up out of here. I'm black. And I said, I'm just trying to go home to my kids. It ain't even that type of thing. So I'm not reaching too hard.
Okay, and?
Yeah.
You know what I love is it's like Pete's like, yeah, I'm sitting right in front of you. I can see.
Thanks for clarifying. I had no idea.
Appreciate the information.
Get out.
I'm the blind the blind interviewer.
I think I had all the details I already needed.
Right.
Wow.
And I said, I'm just trying to go home to my kids. It ain't even that type of thing. So I'm not reaching too hard. I already got my wallet, my registration, everything's on deck. That's why I always ride with my right on the side.
How many kids do you have?
I got both.
This guy gets pulled over a lot.
Yep, he's ready.
He knows the drill. Yeah.
This I have one. All my stuff right here, so when I get pulled over, I can just easily hand it over.
It's in my Tupperware box right next to me.
The last thing I want to do is open my glove box and have that pound of weed fall out.
Exactly. More leaves coming out.
Yeah. This next part's funny. Like, how many kids do you have?
I got four.
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 You're a little busy.
Mock, knock, and who else?
Five. One on the way.
Wait.
One
on the way.
Wow.
And one. Four and one on the way.
Four.
You're a little busy.
Okay. Five. One in the way, you know? So, one in the way.
My God. He breathes like a fly.
Is it one on the way or running away?
How old would you say he is?
I want to say late 20s.
Jesus.
Wow.
Five. One in the way.
That's why he's talking so fast. Good things to do.
I would need to smoke blunts, too, if I had five kids.
Yeah, really?
Five kids.
One in the way.
One in the way.
One in the way.
Wow.
Need a hobby, man.
One in the way.
He has it.
I wouldn't be able to do it.
Nope.
All right, go ahead.
Anyways, I'm all set, man. I'm all set. I can't deal with these cops out here, man. You got to be careful out here. Don't reach too fast. You know, keep your hands real close to your sides.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So what was your turn?
He's given some good advice.
Okay. Or taking Irish step dancing.
Once again, a million lessons. None of them are over the obvious. Don't litter.
Right.
Yeah, that's
if there's a cop behind you, don't throw stuff out the window.
Yeah, pay attention to your surroundings.
Yeah.
There's red lights on top. Don't.
So what was your charge today?
My charge today was for littering and not driving fast enough because I got scared when it was behind me. It's not my fault.
Is this real?
Wow.
For littering.
Well, I guess
do you have to go to court for that? I thought that was a ticket.
It's just a fine, I thought.
I guess. Yeah. I guess if you... Well, he's saying littering, but I guess if you're emptying it, the act of emptying it, I don't know if they found
what,
something else.
Dumping weed or?
A blunt, when you're cleaning out the blunt. So I think there's more to the story. He's just not telling.
Okay.
Because I got caught for littering. I think he got more caught for
littering. Or he said it so fast we didn't hear it.
That's right.
Or he's saying he's not going to pay the fine. Maybe he's contesting. Maybe that's what he's
saying. Right.
Okay.
Right, what's your name again?
My name's Daryl, man.
Thank you, Daryl.
Man.
Daryl,
man.
Wait, you forget?
Daryl, man. It's Mr. Man.
He's aggravated.
My name's Daryl, man.
Related to Andrew.
Daryl, man.
Yeah.
I already told you, man.
And did you get his phone number so we could call and follow up?
No.
Okay.
Pete.
No.
Did you ask?
Mock.
No.
Oh.
I'm not going to be honest. No.
Mock.
He's all choked up about it.
Mock.
You wouldn't be able to hear the number anyway because he'd be so quick.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I'm just curious as to how he made out.
Right? It'd be a great question.
The judge was probably like, just go.
He's probably in and out in 2 seconds.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
Brought to you by PurpleDumpster.com. When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to Dumbass News at ChazandAJInTheMorning.com.
Yay!
Florida man gets out of jail, immediately steals from car in prison parking lot. Sent to me by multiple tribe members. The first one was Lauren Godbout. Thank you, Lauren.
Woo!
Michael Casey Lewis, 34, had just been bonded out of jail in Fort Pierce, Florida, when officers spotted him acting suspicious.
That's suspicious.
He claimed to be waiting for his girlfriend, but security footage allegedly showed him checking for unlocked cars and finally getting into one.
Is she in this car? Okay. Is she in this car? Is she in this car? Maybe this car.
The arresting officer reported that Lewis finally handed him a brown paper bag with things stolen from the car.
Wow.
An iPhone 7.
Okay.
Who leaves that in there?
A debit card.
Nice.
Again.
4 packs of cigarettes.
And a brown paper bag.
And $547 in cash.
Whoa.
Score. Wow.
Yeah, he had to get the brown paper bag from one of the cars.
He
right?
had to. It wasn't his Where pocket.
He didn't carry that out of jail. It's like, well, here's all the stuff he came in with.
Right. That first, he needs something to carry things in. This
itemized,
brown paper
right?
bag will
yeah.
do.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to get this brown paper bag also. I can burn it afterwards. So there's no evidence. and it won't harm the environment. Like a plastic bag would.
It's a lot of cash to just leave out a car.
$547. Yeah. I wonder how many cars he got into, and who parks their car in a jail or a prison parking lot and thinks, I'll just leave it open.
Yeah. Well, you figure it'd be safe there.
Yeah. They're all on the inside.
There's all that barbed wire and large fences.
Yeah,
and
who would be that dumb to like break into my car out of prison?
Right.
I don't know. Someone who ended up in prison?
Exactly. Right. A career criminal, perhaps?
Yeah.
I locked my car inside the garage.
Yeah. Well, luckily, I can keep my brown paper bag in here. I'll be safe.
Yeah.
And all my empty water bottles.
Mm.
That girlfriend must have been pissed.
Right.
Like, I just drove out to jail to pick you up. I got you your cigarettes. I got you your... And what?
Yeah, and you couldn't wait. You couldn't wait.
Right.
You could wait a little longer.
Right. I drove all the way out here.
Right. Had to do myself all, make myself all nice. Had a nice intimate evening planned for us. No.
Lewis was later freed on $11,250 bond.
Got to steal more stuff now.
Yeah.
So someone either put up that $11,000 or he did a bail bondsman for 10%, which would be $1,100, and you don't get that back.
No. A lot of car stealing, too, for that.
So it's, well, $547 in cash. It's a couple of
car stereos. Maybe take a car to a chop shop, drop it off. Just saying.
Well, here's a guy who's a professional at what he does. I mean, this is, I live, breathe, and eat this stuff.
Right. It's my career.
I'm not just doing this. This is who I am.
Right. She bitched like, honey, I'm a career criminal, okay? Career. Right.
This is what I do.
I'm doing this for you. I'm doing it for us, for our children someday.
Career man.
This is what we get, a little career criminal someday.
You know, here on time, I wouldn't have had to do this.
Right. The kid loves being in the playpen. Why? Because it's like jail.
That's probably how he turned it around. If you were parked outside when I came out, I would have gotten the car and
this
left.
Is all your fault. You know how I get.
It's too tempting.
No, but you know, you couldn't have the gas tank full before you left.
Right, no, you had to do your hair. Make it look nice.
Gotta look nice for him.
In this guy's defense, though, it's like going on a camping trip. You know, if you go out into the woods, you're like, oh, well, I got to bring flashlight, and I got to bring this, and I got to bring that.
Right.
So he's about to embark out into life.
Exactly.
So I'm going to need some supplies.
Right. I need a phone. I need some cigarettes. I need some cash till I get a job. And a brown paper bag.
Right. So I got no pockets.
Yeah, I got my debit card. I got my four packs of cigarettes, my $547 in cash, and an iPhone.
And a brown paper bag.
I didn't even get out of the prison parking lot yet.
I am good to go.
Is it the kind that has like the little rope handles on it, the really quality paper bags to get with shoes and whatnot?
Oh, right.
Because that's a good one right there. It's a regular brown paper bag like from like a store. I mean, that's kind of crap.
Yeah, like a Trader Joe's.
Yeah, you want a good one.
You look
like you're like you're like Beverly Hills, something like that. You know? That's something good.
Right. He's like, each car he goes to is like a store in Beverly Hills to him. It's like, is this store open?
Ooh, boutique pricing.
It's Rodeo Drive.
Oh, look, this one's open.
Oh, look, the iPhone's nice.
It's called Auto Trader Joe's.
I'll have this, yes.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut. On the mighty 99.1 PLR. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.